device.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free numbers. We launch here in hour number two of the program, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about, as always. We're going to go into the email box here, though. Mark, you had a couple of things you wanted to share with us. I had some trouble digging it up last hour, but I believe you found them.
Yeah, I have. I've got to...
All right, pick one.
Okay. This one's from a guy that claims to have problems dealing with others. He says,
"Oh, we've heard this one before. Or not this exact email, but a similar problem. People who are kind of introverted, don't like other people, that sort of thing."
Yeah, it says, "Mark, I don't work well with others. Generally, whenever I'm obligated to be around other people to do anything, the people annoy the crap out of me and I get impatient. I'm not an impatient person in general, but when it comes to people, I have a low threshold for what I perceive as nonsense. This strikes me as an inevitable part of working with people. Nonsense, that is. And it also seems a part of life to work with people. Idiots. Do you have any advice that you can give a young curmudgeon that is on his way to Hermit Edge?" From Max.
I'd say he's well on his way.
Yeah.
Good self-assessment there.
He's working hard at that. You got anything? I mean, you're probably more the non-people person than I am.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I've worked in retail for 3.5 years. I've done sales.
I don't think that you
work with people
crave
on the
human attention that I do. How's that?
Maybe. That's a possibility. What are we trying to tell this guy? Like, how to start loving people? Is that the idea?
Well, I had a friend once who made computer boards, or not computer boards, but like circuit boards or something for a living. He essentially was by himself at all times, unless he wanted to go out or whatever. Mm-hmm. But his job, basically, he sat at home and he made circuit boards. And perhaps you can get a job that doesn't require you to have as much interaction with people. Mm-hmm. Best advice I can come up with. I can tell you that if it's a problem you want to work on, psychotherapy could be a direction that you want to go with it. Sounds expensive.
So he's basically saying that he believes other people are just dumber than he is. Is that his viewpoint, essentially? Didn't he use the term idiots or something?
Idiots.
There? Idiots.
He did use that term.
That means that you kind of look down your nose at a lot of people. And since we don't have Max on the phone, we can't ask questions to clarify, like, well, do you have any friends? Are there people of the intelligent persuasion, or the people that you believe that are intelligent enough to hack it with you? Do you have any friends, or do you believe that you're smarter than everyone else? I can't believe that someone really think that way. In which case, I would say, yeah, okay, if you feel that everybody else is so inferior, why not join Mensa or something like that? Well, try to find some smart people to be around. Maybe you won't be the smartest person in the room anymore.
To some extent, you probably, I don't know, if he's looking for these high-end interesting people, you know, high-end being, the high-end in the personality. Personality, not just intellect, because obviously people that are smart can be bad at interacting with others sometimes. So
that's what he sounds like. Like he's not really getting along with people too well.
He's
brilliant,
short-tempered,
right?
I don't know. He sounds short-tempered with them, and that's what he claims, so that makes some sense. Here's my honest best advice, and I was scared to give it at first, the first thing that popped to my mind, because I didn't want to get into this, but the fact is, my advice is, take the Landmark Forum.
Oh, no. Isn't there something less cult-like that he could get involved
What's
in?
What's culty about it?
I don't want to rehash this.
I understand. It's not culty. Sorry.
Well, all right. Why should he take the Landmark Forum?
Because he'll have if he wants to have some kind of breakthrough around dealing with people, this is a great way to do it.
Why not just instead of going to the Landmark Forum, why not read Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People?
It may very well cause some kind of breakthrough. I don't know, but
it's a lot easier. You don't have to spend an entire weekend. You won't be brainwashed.
You'll spend more than a weekend reading. Likely, the win friends and influence people.
Oh, I don't know. That's a page turner, I would say.
You'll spend less money on it. Well, yeah. You have to really internalize it too. You can't just go through it one time. You have to internalize these things, and that's one of the good things about the forum, and in my opinion.
Well, let's open it up to the phone calls. I mean, and see what people think about how Max could help improve his situation, or is it okay where Max is at? Is it all right for him to be looking down his nose at most of the rest of humanity and feel superior to them and essentially think of them as idiots and have a tough time interacting with them? I mean, is that all right? I feel like that's kind of I don't feel like that's a real healthy viewpoint. Necessarily.
Well, I don't think he thinks it's considerably healthy either. That's why he's probably writing in.
Maybe he could find something. And 1-800-259-9231 is the number if you want to give some advice here to Max, because your advice is as good as ours. 1-800-259-9231. Perhaps he should find things to be appreciative of. Perhaps instead of looking at the negatives.
Gratitude's a great thing, no doubt. I would totally agree.
Instead of focusing on what you don't like about the people that you're having to deal with, whether it be in the realm of your job or school or whatever it is that you're doing, instead of focusing on how it is that they're wrong or how it is that they're dumb or how it is that they did something incorrectly, whatever, how about focus on the things they're doing right? How about focus on some of the positive aspects of who these people are and what they mean to you? And certainly, even if you believe that you're smarter than them, certainly there are some valuable things that they know that you don't. Certainly there are some experiences they could share with you that you haven't had that you could potentially learn from. Try to look on the bright side. And if you can find things to be appreciative of, that should shift your mindset enough away from all of the negativity to where maybe after a few months of being appreciative toward people, maybe after a few days of it, you'll start feeling better about them. Just an idea.
I think that is great advice if one can make it happen, but it's sort of knowing how to do it and then doing it. Every American knows how to lose weight. There are a lot of fat Americans out there. So,
true. It's nice to be in a place where we have so much food.
There's knowing about how to do something and then, somehow getting yourself to do it. And that can be, it can be difficult sometimes.
I can see that, and nothing worth doing is easy, right? I mean, you're talking about personal growth here, and people that want to, if you want to change, you'll find a way. You're going to change whether you want to or not.
Yeah, life is a change.
But you can direct that change. So you can decide for yourself which way you want that change to go. And if you want to be more positive and you want to look at people in a more positive light, then you just have to start thinking about that more often. If you find yourself saying, boy, I don't like it when so-and-so is that way, then that's your cue to tell yourself to find something more positive to focus on about so-and-so. That's all I'm saying. And it is not going to necessarily be easy. I mean, if you're trained in the human mind, the synapses are firing. And if you go to work the same route every single day, the same synapses fire. But if you change your route, different synapses fire is one example of how your brain chemistry and the things that go on in there, the electrical impulses can change based on what you decide to do. So if you're deciding to go in that different, more positive direction, your routine is to be negative. So of course it's going to be a challenge to go in a different direction. But you can use every instance of your negativity to essentially be the reminder that you should shift your perspective.
I have to agree. Ontologically, he has to change how he is with people. So, I mean, for his own sake, not for the other people, for his own sake, if he wants to have a fruitful life, it seems to me that's what he's got to do.
Yeah, when you're dealing with people, you want to feel positive. You want to feel good. You want them to feel good about you. And if you're feeling good about you, then they're more likely to feel good about you. But if you're feeling bad because of whatever factors you believe you should be feeling bad about, that's going to come off in your actions. It's going to come off in your dealings with people, whether you're at work or in other interactions, at a party or something like that. Really, it's all about how you choose to interact with people. So you can focus on all the bad stuff you want, and then that's more of what you're going to see. And I think that if you focus on more of the positive things, it can help. I'm not saying it's going to be an immediate turnaround for you, and I'm not saying it won't be. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it is a simple process. And there's a difference between something that's simple and something that's easy.
I would concur.
Some of the most simple things in life can be very, very difficult. Like, it's a simple idea to get people to think about rejecting violence in their lives and not aggressing against their neighbors. But is it easy? Not necessarily. 1-800-259-9231. Is it worth doing? Hell yes, it is. So you take control, and if you've got advice for Max, chime in here at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, wiki updates, and more. We give it all away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. Check out Bureaucrash's Podcrash, where your host, Zach Thix, provides an interesting, principled look at the issues. Listen in as they discuss activism, market alternatives to government services, and cultural issues with liberty-minded thinkers, musicians, entrepreneurs, and activists. Part entertaining, part informative, always pro-freedom at bureaucrash.com. That's bureaucrash.com. So we're going to get into another email from you, Mark, here in a moment. But since we're talking about Bureaucrash, last night I brought up Bureaucrash Social, which is their new social networking website, which I think I'm a big fan of. I like it a lot. And I was reading a post from one of the message boards over there at Bureaucrash Social about the Free State Project and being critical towards us for being biased. And I actually only got through half of the post, so I wanted to complete the critique here. It's critique from a guy named Cap'n Jeremy on one of the Free State Project threads where the critics have come out of the woodwork.
Was it critical to Free Talk Live?
Yes.
Okay.
Both Free State Project and Free Talk Live. I hadn't gotten to the Free Talk Live critique portion. So he's talking about the Free State Project, which is a movement to get as many liberty-loving activists all to move to the same geographic place as possible, and that place is New Hampshire. And some people aren't too happy with that particular situation, and they are attacking the Free State Project for various different reasons. So let me get into this here as far as what Cap'n Jeremy has to say. So continuing from last night, he says, moving across the country will not intimidate nor change the politicians or the people or the general mindset this country has. Well, first of all, I don't think the intent of the Free State Project is to really do anything on a national scale. I think
right.
the intent.
Maybe, sort of as setting an example for the nation, but I think that the intent is to create a more free state.
Right. And one place.
That's it. I mean, you know, certainly some people here want to secede. I'm one of them. I don't think that it seems like a really far-fetched idea that everybody voting to secede. However, what doesn't seem far-fetched to me is adding 20,000 people to the population, 20,000 influential people to the population, because they'd be activists. Mm-hmm. They'd be voting, they'd be talking to family and friends, and sort of tipping the scales, as it were, towards smaller government, downsizing the government. I think that makes perfectly good sense.
I think that the idea
that there's an attitude in this country, there isn't an attitude in this country.
What do you mean?
There's an attitude individually in different people, and it differs.
The mindset
changes from location to location. If you're talking about the average mindset, the whole mind, it's different in Santa Cruz, California, than it is in Manchester, New Hampshire, than it is in Sarasota, Florida.
You're calling out this guy's collectivist terms here. I mean, saying that there is such a thing as a general mindset in this country. It's just not accurate.
Right. It's a collectivist term, and you can if you do use it in its collectivist form, you can't say that it's true from one place to the next. It's sort of more regional, and in some cases, it's from town to town.
This is true. In fact, to dissect what he said even more here, he says moving across the country won't intimidate or change the politicians. Well, actually, it has changed the politicians.
It does intimidate them. There's local politicians here who have been researching our show and us and trying to find out all they can as far as weak links with this Free State Project. These people are dangerous. They want to get rid of our government.
And
they want to come here and change things.
Well, and even if the old politicians don't change, we've already seen evidence that the politicians are changing because the politically active Free Staters have gotten involved in the Republican and Democrat parties up here. The Republican Liberty Caucus specifically, I believe, has been essentially subsumed by the liberty activists in the state at this point, from my understanding at least. And so they've successfully changed out a handful of politicians from the House of Representatives. There are now over four, I think some people have said as many as six. I still haven't gotten the exact number on this, but at least four Free State Project members that are in the House of Representatives.
And so that's
changed.
Not to mention that there are 90-something New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorsees in the House. So the idea that you can't have an effect just not so. We are having an effect, and I understand why somebody wouldn't want to move across the country.
Sure.
I get
inconvenient.
It. I don't want to move. I didn't want to move across the country. I would have much rather stayed right where I was in beautiful Sarasota, Florida, that I was born in and knew people in and all that other stuff. But to me, liberty seemed important. Now, you can agree with this system or not agree with this system. That's fine, but... You know, when you make assertions, you're gonna hear from us on it.
He says you should get informed and inform your friends and loved ones and live free regardless of the blatant perversion of the law. And, you know, I agree with all that. I agree with getting informed.
I don't disagree with that.
And I agree with living as free as possible. And that's generally what I do in my life. However, I get upset when I see people being thrown in prison cells for attempting to live free. When I see people, you know, to use the war on drugs as an example, because it's the most prolific, I believe, of all of them. When I see people getting thrown behind bars because they had a plant in their pocket, it really kind of pisses me off because I don't like the fact that my friends and my family members are being oppressed because they're attempting to live free and maybe made a mistake and got caught at attempting to live free.
Right. Living free doesn't amount to anything. The fact is there's something like 60 or 80 million Americans that don't pay in federal income tax. Well, what is that doing? Is it stopping the government from growing?
Nope.
Because I don't think so. They've been doing it quite some time.
They'll just print more money.
You've got to, you know, you have to get involved in the government in some way, whether it's, you know, through civil disobedience and affecting the government or through, you know, electing people. In some way or another, you have to get in there and do something. So it's fine with me if you want to live free. Okie dokie. However, don't say that it's going to do anything, because it's not.
Well, he says, I feel this will help you attain freedom in your own lifetime far more so than moving to New Hampshire and getting arrested with a bunch of strangers will. Number one, misconception is that the Free State Project is all about getting arrested. No, the Free State Project is about moving liberty activists to one place. Those liberty activists are then free to do what they want. A handful of them, and I mean no more than a handful at this point, have gotten themselves arrested doing things like non-cooperation and civil disobedience.
Right. You like the non-cooperation thing, so therefore we talk about it here a great deal on the show, and I think that it has merit, so I don't, you know, disagree with that. But
right, and there's also this sort of antisocial statement at the end suggesting that these are strangers, and no, you obviously, Cap and Jeremy, have no clue what the community of liberty activists is like up here. The moment you arrive in New Hampshire, should you wish it, you will have activists at your house to help you unload your moving truck. Guess what? That's your first opportunity, provided you've not been here for Porkfest or the Liberty Forum or some of the other events, or you have not been to visit New Hampshire. That will be your first opportunity to get to know some of these nice folks that have moved here like you have for the Liberty Movement.
I know people don't believe this, but it's true. They will be there to help you unpack. They were here for us, and this last weekend, I had more than a dozen people come out and help me split wood for the new wood stove.
And
that
you
I
went
had
out to help raise a barn the weekend before that.
Yep.
And there's a real camaraderie here. There's real friendships being built. And these people, yeah, they moved away from their friends and family, many of them. And so they're looking for new friends. These aren't strangers. They might start strangers. Like, the moment you arrive, they might be a stranger. You've not talked to them online. But you're going to get to know them unless, for whatever reason, you're an antisocial. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. We'll talk to Erica here coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho! No! I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloaded convenience, totally free at freetalklive.com. We've been talking a lot, as always, about the Free State Project, and we're going to get into some critique about Free Talk Live here in a little bit, but we're going to go back to the phone calls first. But I do want to mention to you that the Free State Project is coming out with the Liberty Forum for 2009. It is going to be at the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is where it was held last year. We're going to be there again, as we were in the last 2 years, and we're looking forward to meeting you there, and you're going to have a chance not to just meet us, because who the hell are we, but also you're going to be able to meet real superstars like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You might know him as Kane, Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World, and the almost libertarian presidential candidate this year, the woman who should have been the libertarian presidential candidate. She will be there. David Nolan, founder of the Libertarian Party. Adam Kokesh from Iraq Veterans Against the War. Richard Heller will be keynoting. He's the guy involved in the Heller versus DC gun case from over the summer. He's a Free State Project member. So's Glenn Jacobs. And who knows, maybe one of those other names we might get signed up as a Free State Project member over the weekend, if all goes well. But if you're there, you're going to have a good time because you're going to get to meet those big names. Plus, you're going to get to meet the people that are making a difference here in New Hampshire. We talk a lot about the Free Staters. We talk a lot about the Liberty Activists. They're all going to be there, or at least most of them. Most of the people that call this show probably going to be in attendance at the Liberty Forum, and so you have a chance to network and socialize and libate, party after hours, and have a good time, panel discussions, keynote speakers. It's a great Liberty Convention, and probably the biggest one you've ever been to. FreeStateProject.org just keeps getting bigger every year. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get signed up to learn more and use our discount code 2009FTL for a savings of 10%. That's 2009FTL at FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Let's go to the phones, talk to Erica in Rhode Island. Erica, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight? Doing great.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm a senior at the local public high school, unfortunately. Okay. And I'm in this honors economics class that I enrolled in, which I'm starting to regret signing up for. I mean, it was pretty interesting at first. We spent a lot of time talking about, you know, Adam Smith, supply and demand, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this week it was finally too much. We spent the entire week talking about Keynes and FDR's New Deal, which the teacher basically used to launch into a patronizing speech about how he thinks that capitalism can no longer work and would be destined for failure. And the only reason that we would not sink from the current recession to depression is because of all the government standards protecting us from the problems of the free market.
Because the free market would result in the enslavement of mankind.
People getting shoddy products, you know, because it's cheaper to produce crap.
Working in awful conditions.
Dangerous items than it is to produce good stuff.
Right, and they'll be working in awful, terrible conditions, and the quality of life will just decline and decline. The reason why we have a great quality of life is because of government intervention, which is, of course, why things are so great in North Korea and Cuba. Oh,
exactly.
Wait a minute. Well, so what did you say to this guy when he was, or this lady, or whoever she is, the teacher, when this was brought up? Did you get a chance to discuss?
You know, this is the thing. The class is at like 7:30 in the morning. There's very little I can coherently argue at 7:30 in the morning.
I am with you. When I was in my senior year in high school, economics was my first class, and I don't remember one thing from it. I slept through virtually the entire thing, which is probably a good thing, because everything I know about economics I learned after the fact. I learned after high school.
Yeah, and basically, in my experience, like, I've tried to argue with him before, not even on this, on other subjects, and basically what it'll end up being is the entire class will take his side if I try to argue with him, and then it's very hard to argue against the teacher and the textbook which supports the teacher.
Sure, yeah, you're basically being shouted down by the rest of the class, huh?
Yeah, basically.
I
was reading to the textbook, and the textbook was getting me pissed off, too. It was saying that the reason that FDR's New Deal didn't work is because, A, they didn't spend enough money, and, B, because people weren't competent in the system. I mean, here's a quote from the book was that government spending never truly feared the economy, not because it was economically unsound, but because it was ideologically upsetting. And people didn't agree with it, and that's apparently why it didn't work, not because it didn't make any sense.
Well, because the average individual just didn't go along with the socialist program, and if they would have, it would have worked.
Total compliance would have solved the problem, Mark. Total obedience.
As though you're going to get that anywhere.
Yeah. Amazing. So is this a semester-long class? Are you almost done with it, or do you have to go through the rest of the year of this thing?
It's through the rest of the year, and the second part of the year is called, quote-unquote, labor history, whatever that means.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Oh, doesn't it? Yeah.
And, of course, you've got to play by the rules to get a good grade, so you have to answer the test questions with what the book says you need to answer it
and
with.
And it's too late to drop out and get it incomplete or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's high school. I don't think there is an incomplete for high school.
Basically. Anyway, I was calling to see if, I mean, despite the fact that I have this class so early in the morning, what are your suggestions for maybe any arguments that I could possibly present to this guy? Because it seems like every time I try to throw something out there, it just gets immediately shot down and doesn't get me anywhere.
Well, all I would be saying is you're not dealing with the market here. I mean, obviously we've been talking about Keynes, and you know, now you're talking about a semi-socialist system up to this point. So why is it that you're blaming us on the free market? This isn't a free market that we're talking about, and it's pretty clear that we haven't had a free market at any point in United States history. Why is the free market getting blamed for this?
He's constantly blaming quote unquote deregulation for our current problems.
I wouldn't disagree that deregulation is to blame in some cases, but because what deregulation means what he's likely not saying, and what it really means is taking away the regulations that some businesses in power and the men in power don't want.
Right. Those who have the licenses are deregulated, while those who are outside the loop, those who don't have the government licenses, are still prevented from getting the licenses and getting into competing. So it essentially loosens up the game for government's approved players, but that's about it. Doesn't allow any new blood into the marketplace.
Deregulation doesn't mean getting rid of the regulations. Deregulation means getting rid of the regulations that we don't want, or changing the regulations that we don't like.
To benefit our buddies in corporate industry.
Because the fact is, the regulations are written by the people who are in power in these industries.
So true.
And it's never going to change that way, change from that way, teacher. You know it's true.
Or, you know, if you want to go a completely different route, at some point you could try to reveal the gun in the room and see how he responds to that. I mean, I'm not sure what the topic at hand would be, but you're familiar with the gun in the room, right?
Yeah.
The whole idea that whatever government does is backed up by the threat of violence, and you just simply ask, well, would you have me thrown in a prison cell if I disagree with you? If I don't agree with your plan, your master plan for the 21st century New Deal, I'm sure he supports the new proposed 21st century New Deal. Hey, if I don't agree with your plan and I don't want to pay for it, would you have me locked in a prison cell? See what he says to that front of the class.
The thing is, I'm not even sure how far that would get me. I remember once about a month ago trying to argue against Social Security, and he's totally for universal health care. Mm. I was trying to argue against that, and even saying that giving that basically forcing people.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit on a cell phone, I presume. What was that you just said? Go back one sentence.
He was saying that, I was trying to argue that universal health care is basically forcing people into something that they might not want,
mm-hmm.
and socializing the whole thing. But he was saying, and for Social Security, I was trying to argue against that too. And his basic argument was that people are stupid, therefore the government has to take care of them.
Yep, you're gonna find this, and
an academic would think that, of course.
Right, you're gonna find this with the effete liberals, as some people would call them, because they believe they know better. But the fact is, you, teacher, will never be in charge. You know that the Social Security system has been abused by the politicians since its inception 75 years ago. They rob it on a regular basis, and he'll agree with this because he is a Democrat. It would have worked if the politicians wouldn't have taken the money. Well, you've got nothing to do with that, because they're going to take the money, because you're never going to be in power. What you're proposing is a system with greater power over the American citizen that you're not going to control and is never going to work the way you want it to.
Erica, good luck in there, and let us know what happens, will you?
All right. Thank you.
All right, cool. And send us a picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners when you get a moment, but it can't be one of those naughty pictures. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Like we were talking about in hour one, significant amounts of teenagers are taking pictures of themselves all nakedish and distributing them. So, we can't put that up on our website. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go and learn how to promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Various different ways to help get Free Talk Live into new ears all around the world. You can help us out by going to promote.freetalklive.com.
And if you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. And now is the time to incorporate. That way you can get the benefits of incorporation for the whole year of 08. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents there, patents, wills, and trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order, and it doesn't matter if it's incorporation or whatever. LegalZoom.com.
All right, as we continue with your phone calls, Matt is on the line in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to say something to Erica.
Erica, the young high school lady who is having a conflict with her teacher in the economics class she's taking. Of course, the teacher is taking a very pro-government socialist position, and that's, of course, the position of the book that that is being taught from. And so naturally, the whole class thinks she's a crackpot for talking about pro-freedom, Austrian economics, stuff like that. Your thoughts?
Well, first off, she said, I understand her hesitancy to argue with the teacher. My son has it's called resource class, but they help him do homework and stuff, and he argues with this teacher all the time. My son's an anarchist, and the teacher calls him a communist. So the teacher doesn't even know the difference between a communist and an anarchist, which is like completely opposite.
Probably doesn't care either.
Probably not. But what I was going to suggest to her is that she get the book, Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World.
That's a good suggestion.
It has some really good stuff in it on economics, and she can maybe work that into conversations.
I think that's a good point, because Dr. Mary Ruart does a really great job in that book of tying in the sort of viewpoint of wanting to help people with economics and showing how it is more economically feasible to help people with, which is, of course, what most liberals want or socialists propose to want, is to help the poor. And so Ruart shows that you can help the poor more by actually allowing each individual to decide for themselves how to distribute the money that they earn. But then again, that's not going to that particular position, while it might sound good to somebody who believes that individuality is a good thing, if you're this this academic teacher who believes that, well, everybody else but you is stupid, that everybody else but you is just a dum-dum.
Well, it's the role of the teacher, too, is to be the smart one, and the role of the students is to listen to what the teacher says and believe what the teacher says. So, I mean, you've got that social, role situation going on, too.
Right. Like I said, I understand the hesitancy, but, you know, it's a matter of how you bring it up, too, mm-hmm. the attitude you take toward it. Maybe bring it up as a question. And if you get the other kids in the class listening to them, maybe one or two of them might actually have a couple of brain cells rub together and ignite and say, hey, that makes sense to us. I mean, kids are smart. And one of the problems, I think, with the the system of schooling that we have is the teachers treat them like they're dumb.
Yeah.
And they're not. And, you know, when I was in school, I had good teachers, I guess, because they always treated me like I was smart, like I should know how to do it. I was taught how to think. And I don't think they do that in schools anymore. I don't think they teach you how to think.
I think a lot of parents think that their kids are dumb. I mean, that they're not as – I think that a lot of parents are sort of falling into that trap too. And so they get it both at school and at home, and it just reinforces that mentality, and it's really dangerous.
I would tend to agree with that. I had to go through a couple of years where I, at one point, was yelling at my son, look, you're not stupid. Quit believing that you're dumb. Quit pretending that you're dumb, because you're not, and you know it.
Right. Just because an adult has more life experience doesn't mean that they're smarter necessarily. The young people can be very, very intelligent. And I think that, you know, just as an aside, as I don't have kids, I can't speak from experience. But I treat animals like dogs and cats as though they're much smarter than most people believe that they are. And turns out that they're a lot smarter than I think most people believe them to be. So I think it's the same thing with young human beings. People just attribute to them being ignorant, just because they're ignorant of some things, they attribute that to stupidity. And it's just not the case.
And, you know, that goes back to what you were talking about earlier in the show, where you were talking about why kids don't want to go to school. Is that a clue? Maybe they don't like being told, or maybe the girl didn't like being told she was stupid or that being implied. Yeah, I don't know for sure, but
I think that's a fair speculation. I think it's probably accurate in several cases. Absolutely. Any other thoughts for us, Matt?
Last night I called and you were talking about what could happen in Illinois that would make people wake up. And I was thinking about that today. Now, there was a storm here last night, and there was a bunch of cities that decided not to salt the roads. So some of these roads that I drive on were really, really bad. This morning, I expected them to be clear, and I was late for work, and there was a lot of other people, and we were all hopping mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the excuse that they gave is, well, there's no money. Well, we pay high taxes here. I'm in a high tax neighborhood with high property tax. That ain't going to cut it. And that, at one point in time, back in the late 70s, cost one of the mayors of Chicago his job. So that might be something that people stood up and take notice.
Clearing the roads? I would hope so. The fact is, it doesn't cost that money for that much money for salt and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. The money in most communities is going towards the bureaucrats at the school.
Yes, it is. And 60% around here.
You know, it's. I'll tell you, I'm not trying to be mean or anything. Give the janitors a day off, an unpaid day off or something like that. Let the school be dirty one day or something like that. There's all kinds of ways to handle budget crunches, but they're never going to do that because there's no union protecting the roads.
Well, isn't New Hampshire just shutting down jury trials for an entire month?
It's hilarious. Look, the Free State Project won. The judicial system shut down in New Hampshire.
I don't know about that. That means that the people that are expecting a trial that are perhaps they're shutting down all jury trials, civil trials, criminal trials, all the jury trials being shut down for a month. Because they claim they don't have enough money.
Right. Well, the one thing you're not seeing there, yes, some people are going to sit in jail, and that is unfortunate.
So much for the right to a speedy trial.
Right. And I think that they'll have some kind of standing for a file.
An appeal.
To be able to file in that arena. However, some people are actually going to die or leave the country or whatever. Something's going to change that they're never going to get to trial. So putting a trial off, if you put a trial off long enough, it doesn't matter anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting.
It is interesting, and it really just shows how tenuous the hold of the state is over the geographic boundaries that they claim dominion upon. I mean, they're literally they're teetering on the head of a pin. They're on the precipice here, and it's not going to be – I don't believe it will take very much activism and effort to completely change the face of society.
Check out this quote that we've got here from Chief Justice Broderick of the Supreme Court of New Hampshire says – next year's budget for the judiciary is cut 3%, as the governor has requested. I don't think we can run the justice system. That's a shame.
So a 3% cut and justice is dead in New Hampshire, huh?
Not that I'm looking for murderers and robbers and that kind of thing to go running free, but
sure.
I'll tell you, hey, Justice Broderick, now I know that this is pushing it and everything, but you know, if you cut down on all those pot smokers you guys were running through the system, it wouldn't cost you so much. You wouldn't have to have as many judges and clerks and all that other.
Right.
You could solve this little problem by legalizing an ounce or less of marijuana.
They don't even have to legalize it. I mean, couldn't the judge basically just not hear those cases?
A judge could do whatever he wants.
Right.
I don't know what the results are going to be for him.
Couldn't the judge order the clerk of court or the clerk or whoever it is that has the authority in this case, if the prosecutor is going to bring these cases, and the prosecutor is going to say, all right, well, we got this guy for possession, we got this guy for intent to distribute, we got this guy, all these nonviolent, consensual, so-called crimes. And they could just look at it and say, well, forget this.
We don't have the money. Sorry.
Yeah, we don't have the money. We don't have the time. We can't run these cases. We're not going to run these cases. I mean, beyond the whole fact that it's wrong to do what they're doing, they could just say no, couldn't they? Are they obligated to take them through to the trial? I wouldn't think so because the judge has no obligation to convict anybody, right?
You're absolutely correct. They could, you know, write them off the docket if they wanted to.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are going to continue here. Hour number three is coming up. You can bring up what you want. We'll continue. Mark, you had another email we might get to.
Yep.
Plus, looks like liberals are upset about Barack Obama and his choices for his little cabinet ministers. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wake up.